Today, there are a lot of different ways to waterproof something or liquid-proof something. In the times of the Mishnah, how did they seal a wine press so it doesn't leak? They would put like tar or pitch on it. Problem is, it doesn't have such a geschmack of odor. It doesn't do much for the taste of the wine. So what they would do is, they would like rub in a little bit of wine into the tar after it was applied. That would take away the bad smell of the zephis, the bad smell of the tar. What do we do if a Navi Kechavim is the one who smeared the tar on and he may have put in some Yayin Esach? What do I do with this wine press now? Zok de Mishnah. Gas shel even. I have a stone wine press. She zipsa. Zipsa from the Lashon of Zephis, of tar. It was coated with tar. Oivet Kechavim, Bayin Oivet Kechavim. So he rubbed some Nesach wine into the tar. It's like the Mishnah, Menagva, the Yid can wash and dry it. Matanur explains that the wall is first washed with water, and it's dried with ashes. The ashes absorb the water. And the Gemara says you have to wash it and dry it again. But once you go through this process, Menagva, he washes and dries it, V'hi Tahira. Now you can use this wine press to make kosher wine. You see, because it's made out of stone, the wine press itself isn't boleya. It doesn't absorb the wine that was put into the tar. So it's enough just to remove the wine from the coating by washing and drying it. The problem is with shel eitz. If the wine press isn't made out of stone, but it's made out of wood. Now, we're not scared that the wood is going to absorb the wine. But still, the wood wine press is a bigger problem than the stone one. The Batanur explains, if the wine press is made out of wood, it needs a lot more tar, and it takes in a lot more wine. So what do we do here? How are we more machmir with the wood wine press than with the stone one? So we have a machlekes. According to Rebbe, we're not more machmir with the wood than with the stone. Rebbe says, same as the stone. Yenagev, wash it and dry it. But the Chacham are more machmir again. We don't think that the wood wine press is going to absorb the wine, but you have so much more tar here that it's not enough to wash it. There's no way to wash down the tar. You have to peel it off. The Chachamim say, Yikloy v'sazefes, first remove, peel off the coating of the pitch, then wash and dry the surface of the wine press. Washing and drying alone is not going to help because there's just so much tar here. But if the wine press is made out of earthenware, that's even worse than wood. Here, it mamish gets into the walls of the wine press. So here, even if you're going to peel off the coating of pitch, rezu asura, it's still asur, because the earthenware itself took in the wine. Here, it mamish went into the walls of the wine press. So again, if the wine press is made out of stone, you didn't need that much pitch. Pitch is the tar. You just have to wash and dry it. Wash the walls and dry it. If it's made out of wood, you need a lot more tar. So there's a lot more wine mixed in, so you're going to have to peel it off. But it's enough to peel it off, because the wood itself does not absorb the wine. If it's made out of cheres, even peeling off the tar is not going to help, because the problem isn't with the wine and the tar. The problem is the wine that came through into the actual walls of the wine press. So what can I do with this wine press? Nothing. We don't have a way of fixing it.